The civil war in Liberia ended 8 years ago, but the West African nation is still struggling. Liberia's justice system, for example, is still not functioning fully. Most inmates in the country's overcrowded prisons have been waiting for trial for years. Jess Engebretson reports on one program that's starting to tackle the backlog.
Solomon Harris has been locked up in Monrovia Central Prison for almost 3 years now. But he hasn't been convicted of anything. He's awaiting trial, accused of armed robbery. He says he's innocent. He says, if they try us and we're guilty, then we'll serve our time. But we can't just sit in jail. Harris says the four others who were arrested with him have been released after paying about $60 each. But he can't afford that. He says he has no money, no lawyer, and very little hope. He's not alone. Monrovia Central Prison holds nearly 900 inmates. Of those, only about 90 have been convicted of a crime. Liberia's overburdened justice system can't handle all these cases. Many defendants don't even know the status of their cases. But an initiative called the Magistrate Sitting Program has begun to tackle the problem. The MSP is less formal and faster than a regular court. There's no jury or witnesses. The lawyers, judge, and defendants meet in a small UN trailer inside the prison compound to review cases. Today's session is slated to begin at 10, but no one arrives until noon. The court clerk hands out the docket. Defense lawyer John Basio is frustrated that the court didn't tell him in advance who he's representing.
Paper just been brought now, so you and I just seen it for the first time.
Three cases are on the docket, but two of the detainees can't be found. The one prisoner who does appear is Sekou Camara, a 22-year-old accused of stealing two motorbikes.
November 1, 2010, it is alleged the defendant was acquainted with his constitutional violence.
Basio argues that since Liberian law requires that detainees accused of misdemeanors be tried within 15 days, Camara should be released.
This indicates that the prosecution lacks sufficient evidence. Therefore, she said defendant free.
The prosecutor says he's willing to release Camara if he posts bail. The detainee, Sekou Camara, sits in the back. He's barefoot. He doesn't appear to be paying attention, maybe because he can't understand what's going on. He doesn't speak the standard English used in the court. After the review, a lawyer will take him aside and explain in Liberian English what happened. In the end, the judge agrees with the prosecution. But Camara can't afford bail, so he's sent back to jail until the next hearing. Camara's case is unusual. The MSP frees most of the defendants who get a hearing, several hundred over the past year. John Basio, the public defender, says the program is helping ensure that prosecutors comply with Liberian law.
Since we introduced this particular program, we have been on the back of prosecution, putting pressure on them to perform. As a result, we ensure that they comply with the rule of law. So this program is very necessary because it gave access to justice for those who cannot afford.
Still, the MSP won't solve the problem of Liberia's overcrowded prisons. The program only operates in Monrovia, and it only reviews misdemeanor cases. Most of the detainees clogging Liberia's prison system are accused of more serious crimes, like armed robbery and rape. So the detainee, Solomon Harris, who's been waiting years for a trial, will have to keep waiting. He still has no way to challenge his detention. For The World, I'm Jess Engebretson, Monrovia, Liberia.